peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yo, listen, check my flow, I be spittin'. Gotta get the peanut butter with the jelly. I'ma rap about it even though it's kinda silly. Get your butter knife, then you wave it left to right. When you get your jelly right, you put it together, it makes something really nice. You already know, PB&J all day long. You know it ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of J, E, L, L, Y, and a little bit of P-E-A-N-U-T butter. It was so good, I think I'll have another.
Check. Okay, now we're recording. Hi, Pam. Okay, this is the intro show to the PB&J show. I'm here with my wife, my beautiful wife, Pam. Hi.
Come on.
I am stage
fright. It's a microphone.
I know, but I'm embarrassed. The giggles now.
That's okay. So, okay, PB&J show. What?
I can't do it.
Why?
Because it would feel better if you would sit the way I told you to.
Oh, and how was that?
Never you mind.
There. All right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This is awkward. All right.
Okay, you have to edit all of this crap out.
No.
It's just ridiculous. So if you put any of that in, I'm going to be very embarrassed.
This is what people want to hear.
I highly doubt it.
Okay. So.
There's the neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
What you doing, neighbor?
What are you doing in our studio?
That's right. Get out.
Okay, PB&J show. What is the PB&J show?
The PB&J show is the peanut butter jelly show, or the Pam, Brian, Joey show, in which we discuss random thoughts that mean pretty much nothing. Like Seinfeld, only lamer.
Because you don't have pretty people to look at.
Right, you have to imagine, you know, the entertainment.
And who would you be on Seinfeld?
Well, there weren't too many female characters other than Elaine or George's mom,
well,
so...
there was plenty of female characters.
Well, I know, but none of them of great subs...
Yeah.
Like, they were
all...
I
got dibs on Putty.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah, because, like, remember when, we first started going out, like, 14 years ago?
Today.
14 years ago today, yes.
Today's our anniversary. Mwah.
You said to me, Ken, I didn't watch Seinfeld as regularly. I love Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But I just missed the episode where Putty said to whoever he was saying it to, I've been working out, I'm huge.
Yeah.
And you said that to me. It was a quote from Seinfeld, and I just thought, oh my God, this guy's weird. What does that mean? What are you trying to say? And it was all awkward, but... I laughed anyway because
you were trying to win and score some points.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't want to hurt your feelers.
Because that's the way to a man's heart is to laugh at all his
laugh
jokes.
Laugh is all. Yeah. So, I grown out of that.
Yeah. You still laugh at all my jokes.
Not all of
just
them.
Just because your sense of humor has been twisted to match mine.
What have you done to me?
Okay, so
yeah.
So we're going to do about our life, our marriage, our son, our stupid black and white cat that just walked in.
Get out, we're recording.
If anyone wants a free cat.
He's obnoxious and horrible, you're welcome to him.
And he's pre-fattened up if you're hungry.
Yes, he's been pre-fattened.
So. Okay, so we have an 11-year-old son named Joey.
Okay, so you say okay so a lot.
I do. Okay, so.
I want you to try.
It's a new Mexican word for cheese.
And work on eliminating that from your vocab.
Deleted. Which is a Homestar reference.
Yes, we do have an 11-year-old son, Joseph. Joey. He's fabulous.
He is.
He's the J in the PB&J show.
He's downstairs right now watching Bakugan or
Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon or.
7X.
Dragon Ball, whatever.
He's a typical 11-year-old boy. Cartoons.
A lot of cartoons.
A lot of video games.
Yep. Actually, I think that you're kind of jealous of Joey's Saturday morning routine.
I could step in any time if they had the classic cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because when we first got married, you would, Saturday morning, like, okay, so we're grown-ups, because we didn't get married really young.
No.
We'd had a lot of life, and, well, not a lot. I don't want to sound like that we're both really old, just you are. But anyway, so, but yeah, so after we were first married, and along comes Saturday morning, and you're, like, in your sweatpants and a t-shirt, sitting on the floor, real glued to Saturday morning cartoons. And I thought, okay, it's a joke. He's being funny. And I kind of thought it was cute. And then, like, every Saturday you did that. And I married a 40-year-old boy.
I wasn't 40 when we got married.
Are you 40 now?
No.
Tell
almost
the truth.
42.
All right. So,
but
then,
you're talking the way back.
In the way back machine 14 yeah. years ago? Well, 13 since we've been
so
married.
So how old were you when we got married? Do you want to give away your age?
No. I was 27.
Okay, so, yeah, I liked cartoons. Cartoons are cool.
You still like cartoons.
I mean, but not the ones now, like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Bakugan. And
all those ones where they have the trading cards, and it's like a gimmick to get the kids to buy the cards, and then they have to watch the cartoon to learn how to play the game. But the parents don't like it, so the kids don't have anybody to play the game with unless they find an equally minded cartoon card fanatic friend, which has proven somewhat difficult.
Yeah, well, we have one two houses away.
Right. Well, I mean, Joey kind of got lucky in that respect that his friend Garrett is totally on the same wavelength as him. And then there's another little boy down the street who could kind of jump in and play that game too. Mm-hmm. Bakugan especially, but, you know, so he has found some like-minded friends, but it's tough on the parents because I'm not into that, and I don't really, I can't speak that language.
And once they start speaking that language, they are nonstop.
Yes. Yes. Holy and you cow. Can't tease them about it either. Like, you can't say, ooh, I saw Pikachu, blah, 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 because then they get all excited, and they're like, do you know how that makes me feel? That makes me feel like playing Pokemon with you. And it's like, you know, you're on now. So, gotta be careful how you integrate that into their daily,
yeah,
you know, teasing, I guess. I don't
know. We've covered
nothing.
A show about nothing. Bakugan. You, me, boy. We got two dogs, which are outside right now, but I'm sure at some point during this podcast life, they'll be running in, rustling,
squeaking their chewy toys.
Yeah.
They're my baby dogs.
Chasing the cat.
Oh, that's their number one favorite pastime.
They are the muscle in the house when it comes to the cat.
Right.
They're the enforcers.
Mm-hmm. These two little pipsqueak dogs take on this 49-pound cat. He's not 49, but probably close. But anyway, he weighs almost as much as how old you are. But anyway. But yeah, these two teeny little lap dogs take on this stupid, big, annoying cat, and they corner him and send him back to his basement home and tell him, that's it for you, cat. Get out. And all they right. trap him behind the couch and bark him out, and it's great fun. Last night, I was on the phone with Doreen, and the dogs were barking their heads off, they were in the bathroom. And I went in to see what was going on, and the shower curtain was drawn, and the cat got into the bathtub behind the shower curtain, so they couldn't see him, because it's translucent? It's not opaque, and it's not transparent, so it's a translucent liner, right?
Yep, yep.
So the cat's behind there, and both of the dogs are just going insane, because they know he's there, but they can't see him. And Kaya doesn't jump in the tub, but Max does, but not when the curtain is closed. So they have their little paws perched on the side of the bathtub, and their little nose is sticking out. And then all of a sudden, Chewy comes from behind and goes, boom, and, like, pokes the curtain and sends both the dogs into a big tizzy tailspin. And they were barking nonstop, and I couldn't hear Doreen. So I told her, she's like, what is wrong with your dogs? I said, well, it's a stupid cat. And she gets really offensive because she's a veterinary technician in a cat clinic, so she's like always on the cat side and I'm always not, so we have a little
she's like a Buddhist with cows.
Okay, I guess it's a fair comparison. And so, yeah, she's all, oh, cats, meow. But whatever. And so,
for the record, dogs rule.
For the record, yes, I agree. Like, I don't mind cats. I'm not a cat hater. Just this cat, because it tries to kill me. But anyways, getting back to the cat and the behind the shower curtain. Right. So the dogs are just going insane. So I went and pulled back the shower curtain, and she was cowering in the corner because the curtain's coming back. And I said, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And then I could hear Doreen cracking up on the other end. So, yeah. So that was my lame retelling of a funny story at the time, if you would have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally lame.
Whoa. Do you want to let people know who Doreen is?
My sister.
Okay. Your sister lives about an hour away, Grand Rapids. We live in the center of Michigan, in the belly button.
In the belly button of the palm of your hand, yes.
And your sister lives in Grand Rapids, which mm-hmm. is on the west coast of, close I guess it would be on the pinky side of the mitten.
Okay. I'm not good at geography, so...
The pinky side of the mitten is not exactly geography.
It does paint a picture in my head, so that helps.
Okay, I'll draw a picture on your hand where Grand Rapids is.
Listen, mister, that'd be very helpful next time I go there. But, so yeah, she's my little sister, and she has a husband and two kids, a teenage daughter, and an 11-year-old son. So, to his age... which is pretty fantastic. It's the time. It's kind of like a built-in playmate when they choose to get along and behave like human beings and not, you know, whatever. So, yeah. So that's my sister. Okay. So I'll talk about her a lot because she's a big part of, you know, the family. So,
do you think she'll listen to the show?
I don't know. She's pretty busy with, you know, life and work and school and kids and... She could if she wanted to, but pretty much everything I have to say on this show, she's probably already heard, so.
You think she'll want to be on the show?
Hey, we could have her as a guest.
We could. We do phone interviews, have her here and
yeah.
Record.
Maybe she'll call in on our voicemail and leave a message for the PB&J show.
We do have a voicemail line, which I don't have on me, but I will record it and put it on. I do know the website. Do you know the website off the top of your head?
The PB&J show at... No, the PB&J show.
The PB&J show. You got to spell all that out. All one word. .wordpress.com.
Oh, that's a website?
Yes. What? It's a blog site, but...
What's the Rocket Mail one?
That's our email.
Oh, right.
The PB&J show, spelled out, mm-hmm. one word, mm-hmm. at rocketmail.com.
Okay, see, that's where I was going, and you at me.
Do you have your phone on you?
No.
Okay. Well, I will, before we broadcast this, I will put the phone number on there. It's a voicemail line only, so you won't actually get to talk to us. Mm-hmm. But we would love for you to call, and we will get your...
We can have some audience interaction, and as long as it's, you know, PG or PG-13 and airtime appropriate, we'd be happy to play your message or whatever you have to say. And did you know that it was actually my sister who... gave us that nickname, the PB&J.
Yeah. When we first got internet in our house when we were together, she said, oh, you guys are PB&J, blah, blah, blah. So we had our first email address together was PB&J.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember signing notes like we'd go visit Dad and if he wasn't home or if we'd just stop by and whatever, and we'd leave a note for him and sign it. Pam, Brian, Joey, and then one time Doreen wrote up a phone message that we had called, and she said, Dad, PB&J called, and that it kind of stuck, so.
Yeah. So I know there's a few podcasts and a few other websites out there that are PB&J or peanut butter and jelly, but there's songs, you know, they wrote that song just for us.
I'm sure they did, and Family Guy went and glommed onto it, and then they used it, and you know, whole Brian had his own little dance, and it yeah. was hilarious, and it caught on really well, thanks to us.
So. We're famous.
Yeah, we're famous. Mm-hmm.
So, all those people that have websites and podcasts that are already peanut butter jelly and PB&J, we have a good reason to be PB&J, so you can stick it up your nose.
Oh, don't put peanut butter up your nose. Did you ever hear the joke that my mom used to do about there's three ways to get peanut butter off the roof of your mouth?
I think I have, but you might want to tell it to those of us on the world
who don't know. My mom had all these really funny stories and just different things that she would do. It was very entertaining, and she was very kid-oriented, and she liked to make people laugh, and she didn't mind looking silly. So when she was a campfire leader, she would tell the kids, the campfire girls, this story about there's three ways to get peanut butter off the roof of your mouth. But you have to tell it in a way as if you have peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth. And there are some hand motions that go with it, so it would help to, you know, if you could see the hand motions, but...
So we will be doing a video podcast.
I'm going to recruit somebody else to be the star of that show, but it's hilarious. So maybe we should save it for the video podcast, because I don't want to ruin the punchline.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I don't really want to do it.
Go ahead.
No.
You know people are going to call and email and force you to do it.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what kind of demand there is. And
all right, so you heard it. Pam will do it if you email and call and, oh, you relatives, I'm going to make sure you know about this.
Hey.
Just call 100 times to the voicemail line.
Don't set me up. Don't. You'd be more nicer to me. Maybe one of my relatives will call in and do it, because everybody who knew my mom knows the peanut butter thing. And we also have the chorus of Three Short Neck Buzzards, which I expect you to join in on sometime.
I've heard it 100 times, but you'd have to write it down.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, there's Kaya. I don't know if you heard that. There's a dog barking outside.
Yeah.
She likes to talk to the neighbor dog.
The neighbor dog. What kind of dog does the neighbor have?
I think it's pit bullish.
Great big.
Yeah, kind of like a pit bull. Two of them.
They're enormous.
And our little Shih Tzu is pretty sure that she can take them both.
She would like to have a little meeting and you know, boss those big dogs around. They run up and down the fence. They can't see each other through the fence except for the little teeny cracks between the panels, but they run up and down on the sides of the fence, and they could do that for hours.
Yeah.
Just hours. But when the neighbor's dog barks, the neighbor calls him in because he's respectful of the neighborhood. And when Kaya barks, it's just like...
Idiot. Why would you want to do that?
Why would you want to have good relations with your neighbors? I mean, come on.
That's why we have privacy fence.
That's right. Which, he had his part of the privacy fence there before we did, so, like, we just followed his lead. But
hint, hint. I don't want a part of you.
Anyway... But it's nice when the dogs are, because then, you know, the potty is out there and they get exercise and fresh air and whatnot, and then they behave better inside. So, but we also have a funeral home that's like three doors down. And when there's a service in progress or something like that, and people are, you know, because they park all up and down the street when the parking lot is full. And, you know, to have little ankle biting dogs barking their heads off while you're trying to mourn the loss of a loved one is not necessarily considerate on our part. So
our dogs could wake the dead.
Sometimes it feels like it. Oh, remember that time? Okay, so the dogs sleep in our bed, right? And Joey's room is right, I mean, it's not very far. We don't have like a long upstairs hallway or anything. It's just the other side of the wall. But so Joey was in his bed, and he got up one night for some reason, and we keep the door kind of cracked so that the hall light doesn't keep us awake, but it helps him to be able to sleep, to have the light on. And anyway, so he came in our room for some reason, but he kind of notched it open with one of his toy swords after we got Kaya. And so she's super sensitive to all the different noises and stuff. And she went off like an alarm clock. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, scared him pretty good too.
Yeah, scared me. So if somebody who doesn't belong here ever tries to come upstairs, we will totally know about it.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention our floors are pretty creaky.
Right?
So,
we talked about nothing for 20 minutes.
It's amazing how you could do that, right?
It's fabulous.
So we're going to be doing another show pretty quick here. We won't post it real quick, but we're going to be doing it. Talking of life together, and we've got a list of things to talk about.
Oh, we have a whole lot of nothing to say.
Yeah. So we hope you tune in again to the PB&J show. Mm-hmm. Please email us with... you know, nothing for our show about nothing.
Just random comments and observations would be welcome, and whatever you'd like to say. And
yeah. And voicemail. Don't forget the voicemails. Visit our site for We're going to be putting on blogs randomly. Mm-hmm. Trying to get my wife more techie with posting blogs from her phone and calling in with audio blogs.
That's quite the challenge for you because I'm resistive to new technology.
Once you try it, you're going to be addicted, though.
I don't want to be addicted. I feel bad for people who are addicted. I feel bad for you, honey.
I'm not addicted. I could quit anytime I want.
But me, other blogs or two other podcasts that you manage and...
Well, starting, yeah. I have a podcast called a Survival Guide for Christian Men. And it's just basically a walk through my journey towards Christian manhood and trying to help others on their journey. And we also are trying to get Joey interested in podcasting. Wow, I can't even talk. Trying to get Joey interested in podcasting because I think it would be very educational for him.
I could see where there would be opportunities. It would, if he were going to get really into it, then it would encourage him to be more aware of his surroundings and think of things that are would be interesting to other people. And make connections with kids in his age group and whatnot. Because there's this really cute podcast that you listen to called Kid Friday, and that's just a lot of fun. And so if Joey could do something like that, it might expand his horizons a little bit. You know, in his everyday life, I mean, granted, when he's doing the podcast, he's up here in the treehouse and just talking about random stuff and whatever. But if he gets used to having those conversations with the microphone and pulling in his family and friends and doing interviews and things like that, then it will help him develop relationships too as, you know, he goes through his school career and things like that. And it's probably something pretty unique. I don't think a lot of his friends and classmates also do podcasts, so it would give him something to talk about.
Yeah. And his podcast is called Joy's Clubhouse. You can find all three of these podcasts on iTunes if you haven't already. My other blog site is asg4cm.wordpress.com, and his blog site is joysclubhouse.wordpress.com. So check us all out. There's probably something for everybody. We got a little network of podcasts going on. We need to come up with a name for our little network. Any ideas?
Bri's Obsessive Hobby. Bri wants to be famous from the treehouse.
Brian is trying to do something different. Or anyway.
Brian is a techno geek.
Sure.
Brian wants to play with a microphone.
We're not going to go there. Okay. So this is it. 22 minutes plus music and whatever. We hope you have some suggestions, questions, comments, complaints.
No complaining.
Why?
Because.
I want to tell somebody off. Anyway, okay, we'll see ya. We need to come up with a little way to close off our street.
Well, it should be something butter and jelly related.
How about this? We'll see you later.
No.
No. I got peanut butter out of my mouth.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. So we're going to have some music, but we need, like, Joey's is, goodbye and adios.
Or adios and goodbye.
Yeah, something like
however
that.
However he says it.
And mine is...
Your queso.
Oh, cheese. Oh, cheese. No, mine is God's courage and Godspeed.
Which I don't understand what that means, but it sounds good.
Man.
Whatever. Anyway,
so, we'll think about it. Any suggestions on that, too, you know, just let us know.
On a catchy sign-off?
Yeah.
So that people know that we're done flapping our gums about nothing?
All right, how about a kiss?
All right.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye. Hey, this is Brian. I just wanted to make sure I got you that voicemail line. The number is 206-376-0234. Make sure you call, leave a question, comment, or just any kind of whatever. So make sure you call. See you, bye.
Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly.